A religious monument could return to the Oklahoma State Capitol if voters approve State Question 790 this November. As Emily Wendler reports for our election project, Oklahoma Engaged, the ballot measure would remove part of the state constitution that prohibits the use of state assets to support religion.
A little over a year ago, the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled a Ten Commandments monument on state capitol grounds had to come down. And it did, under the dark of night. This prompted outrage from some conservative lawmakers, like Kevin Calvey. At the time, Calvey said the justices who voted against the monument should be impeached.
They're trying to engage in judicial bullying by issuing rulings that reflect their own elitist political prejudices.
The state Supreme Court based its decision on a section of the Oklahoma Constitution, Article 2, Section 5, that says public money and property may not be used to benefit religion. Now legislators are seeking to remove that part of the Constitution so they can get their monument back. That's what a yes vote on State Question 790 would do. But Ryan Kiesel of the American Civil Liberties Union of Oklahoma says another monument would not be around for long.
Anyone who believes that by removing Article 2, Section 5, by passing State Question 790, that we just roll out a red carpet for a Ten Commandments monument, you are mistaken.
If State Question 790 passes, he says the ACLU will challenge the monument in federal court as undermining the Establishment Clause in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
The Establishment Clause, in the most basic terms, says that the government shall not establish a religion.
And putting a Ten Commandments monument on Capitol grounds, he says, does just that. And he thinks that's dangerous.
If you think about the anger and the frustration that culminates on both sides, it's that very sort of division that our founders, both at the federal level and at the state level, sought to prevent against.
The main force behind State Question 790 is Republican Representative John Paul Jordan. He argues this issue is bigger than religion.
The idea of this is all about a Ten Commandments monument, that's a misnomer.
For him, it's about lawsuits. He says when the state Supreme Court justices ruled against the monument last year, they consequently forged a very strict interpretation of Article 2, Section 5. And now all government money going to religious institutions, whether directly or indirectly, would be problematic.
If anything has religious content and it is receiving some type of government benefit, it's, you know, violating the state constitution. And that benefit has to be removed.
For example, he says, roadside memorials on government property would not be allowed. Legislators who are also pastors would not be able to receive payment from the state. And religious-affiliated hospitals would be exempt from receiving state insurance dollars.
There's now a mechanism for outside groups being able to file a lawsuit against a town, a county, a school district for anything that they would perceive as having religious content.
Jordan envisions years of lawsuits because of this, and so the easiest solution, in his mind, is to just remove the provision. But University of Oklahoma law professor Rick Tepker says Jordan's hypothesis is extreme and probably wouldn't make it far in court. He says the state isn't paying hospitals or pastors to promote religion, so there shouldn't be an issue.
Admittedly, there might be a lawsuit about it, but I personally argue that insurance programs designed to promote medical care pursue a secular objective.
Tepker thinks this case is cut and dry. Putting a Ten Commandments monument on Capitol grounds is an establishment of religion, and if it's challenged at the federal level, he thinks the U.S. Supreme Court will rule as such.
I think the issues are extremely clear.
Oklahoma's Attorney General and some legislators, like John Paul Jordan, argue the Ten Commandments are a historical document and the basis of our modern legal system, more than just a religious symbol, and therefore it should be able to stay.
There is a historical lineage from the Ten Commandments to the Oklahoma Constitution and the laws that we have.
But Professor Tepker says this argument is unfounded.
Nobody in this law school, or any other law school that I know of, is going to make a serious argument that the Ten Commandments are foundations of our common law system or our statutes or our constitutional principles.
And beyond that, Tepker argues this issue is using time and financial resources that are hard to come by for the cash-strapped state. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Emily Wendler.
Support for Oklahoma Engaged on KGOU is provided by the Kirkpatrick Foundation. You can see a complete nonpartisan voter guide and the rest of our coverage at kgou.org and oklahomaengaged.com.